This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me and on the air and in the chat room. If you head up to the website, realside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a million things you can do up on the website, up at the website, whatever you want to call it. You know, including give me your email address. If you give me your email address, then I can go ahead and send you an email. I only send it out once a week, right? You can decide what you want to do with it, not want to do with it. You can throw it in the trash. But I usually let you know who's coming on the show, kind of topics we're going to be discussing, that kind of thing. And I do so much appreciate the time that you do spend with us, that you do spend involved in the conversation. If you head up to the website and you don't want to give me your email address, give me your money. Buy one of our coffee cups. Buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate, and you really don't have to. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, you know, I got a lot coming up. David Bigo, who hasn't been on in a while, and it's not his fault, it's mine. I just keep forgetting to get him online. He's an expert when it comes to labor relations and that kind of thing. He actually spent his own money beating the SIU and SEIU in court. Spent $1 million of his own money. Got a book called Devil at Our Doorstep and explain it to show you. But I got to tell you what, he wouldn't give up. He didn't care how much it's going to cost. And it wasn't because he didn't want the union there. It was because he didn't want to do card check. He wanted his people to decide that they wanted the union or didn't want the union. It was up to them, not going to be forced on them. That kind of was what his attitude was. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's exactly the way it should be. Quick note before I get to the other story. I guess Sean King and several NFL players have threatened to sit out the NFL season, and they want 25% of the players to join them. They claim they'll not step back on the field until Kaepernick or Eric Reed are picked up. So is this not fascism at its finest? Right? They want somebody picked up. They want somebody to be paid millions of dollars. What is it? They're going to dictate how much they're going to pay them next? And I'm going to be mean, and some of you guys are going to leave on this one. This is your fault. You sports freaks, you turned this into a gabillion-dollar industry. These guys are making millions of dollars for running a dead piece of pigskin up and down, probably not even dead anymore, up and down the field. And then you want to talk about the epitome of entitlement? They're getting $16 million a year, and they want to tell you how bad life is. What do you think of that? They want to tell you how terrible it is. I love this. I just find this. Again, this is the entitlement of the century. And then they want 25%. So they want to take down that league. They want to hurt that league that they say that they love, that's paying them the big bucks. So let me tell you what, boys, and I do call you boys because you're acting like little kids. If you have the right, if you truly believe that you have the right to take a knee and that you have a right to push the league to hire somebody they don't want, then we have the right not to spend our money with you. And the owners have a right not to hire people. And the owners have a right to fire you when you take the time off. Seriously, do you not believe for a second that there's another 3,000 hard-working football? Look at, I'm not a sports guy, and a lot of people, a lot of you guys have been listening to the show for a while, no, I'm not, right? But everybody I know that's a football freak, a true football freak, they tell me all the same thing. They say, hey, listen, I love college football. Those kids are playing, those young men and women, whatever, they're playing for their lives. Okay, this is what they do. They love the sport, they're willing to play. When they get up into the pros, you know what happens? Now they start to get a little spoiled. I get all that money, right? I'm a big shot. I'm a big man. Well, guess what? You guys go on strike. You don't show up. You do whatever it is you're not going to do or going to do. You're done. I really believe that. I believe you'll be done. And good riddance. I hope they fire the lot of you. The ones that protest, I hope they fire the lot of you. Because you don't have, when you work for somebody, you don't have a free speech right. You follow the rules or you go somewhere else. It ain't that hard. It doesn't require brain surgery, or you don't need to be a brain surgeon. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hobart William Smith College is offering a feminist theory course next year. The question is whether science can truly be objective. Philosophy 250, Feminism, Ethics and Knowledge, is a sophomore-level course. It's taught by Karen Arnold, a philosophy professor, who also teaches classes such as Power, Privilege, and Knowledge, as well as Introduction to Women's Studies. Now, the course examines various feminist critiques of traditional approaches to ethics, to knowledge, and explains the course description, noting that the first half of the class will cover morality, while the latter half will focus on other things. Historically, how science has contributed to the subordination of women. Subordination? Really? So women have to subordinate science? I wasn't aware of that. The course description asks, are social and political considerations relevant to science? Is it possible for science to be objective? Well, I always thought that science was very specific. Right? H2O equals water. No matter what you want it to equal, it's always going to equal water, right? The course will also explore the shortcomings of traditional philosophy, asking, are traditional moral theories adequate for addressing the problems that women face? Do women tend to think about morality different than men? Well, if we're all equal, no, they don't. We all think the same. Don't you know that? That's what you guys on the left keep telling me. David Vigo joins me after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. This is Real Time of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey. David Beagle joins me. You know, I can't say enough about this guy. Well, here's somebody I haven't had on the show for a while, and it's not his fault, it's mine, because I can't seem to dial his number often enough. David Beagle joins me. He's the president and CEO of Executive Management Services and author of Devil at Our Doorstep. This was the book I've told you guys about a million times on the show about how David uses, you know, he uses his own money and beat back the SEIU from what I would call a hostile takeover of his employees. I mean, seriously, not everybody wants to be part of the union, as you're going to hear later on in the show. And, David, you know, been a while. Thanks for being with me. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me back on. I appreciate it.
You know, unions are a big deal here in California. And matter of fact, I don't even think we elect anybody anymore. I think the unions choose who we're going to go to, who's going to go to the legislature, and that's it. But their activity has ramped up quite a bit in advance of the Supreme Court decision. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, here's the big thing. This Supreme Court decision, which is, I'll get it out here in just a second.
I know the feeling. Believe me.
It is based on a suit that was filed in Illinois by a gentleman that works, kind of in home health care type of situation. And didn't want to be part of the union, didn't feel like he should have to pay union dues or agency fees or anything like that. And the unions kept going after him, and he filed this, and it's called Janus and versus the unions. And the Supreme Court has heard this thing, and they actually had a hearing on it back, I want to say, in late February, early March. And they're supposed to vote on it here within the next week or so. And my guess is we'll hear about it next week. But here's the thing that will happen. If the Supreme Court stands behind Mark Janus, the guy that submitted this suit, that will allow public employees, you know, federal, state, local, to drop out of the unions and not pay dues anymore and not be members of the unions. And this will be a death spiral for the unions, Joe, because they're going to have so much money disappear in union dues. And I think in California it's somewhere around $1 billion a year that unions will lose.
Oh, listen, they, like I said earlier, I wasn't joking, and you know I was dead serious. They run this state. They tell the legislators what they're going to put up, what they don't like, what they do like, and that kind of stuff. And then, you know, that's not a government run by we the people. That's government run by them. It's really scary. Really scary.
Well, that's exactly right. And, I just brought it back up. I am right. The stakes, they're immense. In California, government unions collect and spend over $1 billion a year in political objectives. And this is what this is all about. And, of course, it hurts the Democratic Party because 95% of what they spend goes to the Democratic Party.
Wait a minute. This just dawned on me. You know, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer sometimes. And, you know, aren't they the ones that are always screaming about taking big money, big corporate money out of the system?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You got to remember about these guys, it's do as I say, not as I do. And they want their ideology to run this country and do things they want to do. They don't want anybody else to do what they do. And the truth of the whole problem and matter with the unions anymore is, and they used to be do good things, they've lost their way, but they want to control this country. They don't understand how to go out and operate in a free market capitalistic society and sell people on how good they are, and they do good things for their membership and everything. They're more like the people that run Venezuela. They want to go in and take control and force you to do what they want you to do. Of course, we saw what's happened to Venezuela, and that's what's happening to the unions.
Well, what's really funny is, you know, they call people like you and I fascists because they think we're telling them what to do and we're forcing them what to do. But when you really look at what they're doing, the stereotypical term, you know, fascism is exactly what they're doing. I find that amazing.
That's exactly right. And the people in this country need to understand something, that what's going on today in politics with the left and, you know, Hollywood and everybody attacking Donald Trump and all the things they're using against him, these are the same type of tactics that the unions use against employers and what the SEIU used against me. If you read my book and you go in there and see how they accused us of doing all these things and saying these things that aren't true. And this is what they're trying to do because they want to bring down this country. They want to turn this country into a socialist, communist country and bring it down and take control of it.
Yeah, and they don't, you know what, it's to the point now where they're not even hiding it. Look at the hard left. Look at what's really going on, you know, in the progressive, democrat, socialist world. They don't want to hide any of this. Just look at what they're doing and saying and how far further they want to go into progressivism, right?
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, it's time for America to wake up. And I think people are, and I even think, you know, a more conservative or neutral part of the Democratic Party is, because, you know, I've talked to people about this stuff in the Democratic Party, and they're tired of hearing and seeing it because it's against what this country stands for.
Yeah, again, the freedom to make your own choices. And I see it as a board member. I see some of the things that go down. And look, at, let's just be clear. Not every union, so we're clear, not every union is terrible. Not every union is nasty. We're not beating on every one of these. But the biggies tend to step in, and they become the Gestapo and not just, you know, not just wanting to help each other out. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, they try to control everything. And, you know, when you look at who these unions are, and, you know, the SEIU's one of them, which is big in California, and the AFL-CIO and some of the others, they're the ones that are really pursuing this kind of stuff. And they're teaming up with people like Soros and people that want to fundamentally change this country. And it's time for the American people to wake up and take a step back and watch what these people do, not listen to what they say.
And they're a very persistent group, aren't they?
they don't
give up. Well, when we come back from the break, I want to talk about the machinists, the break in at Boeing. Remember Boeing in, what was it, South Carolina or North Carolina? I don't remember right now. Oh, South Carolina. They didn't want the union there. They one of the reasons Boeing went there was because they wouldn't have to unionize, or they weren't looking at unionizing. And now, with the 3,000 workers there, it seems that there's been a little crack in the armor. So we'll talk about that on the other side of the break.
Well, yeah, can I say one thing more
quick
about the
SEIU
out to California? You know, they've texted 800,000 of their 200 members to go against this Janus versus unions ruling, and they're going out and meeting the people and sending mailers to the homes, because they're trying to get in these heads that you, even if this passes in favor of Janus, you better stay with us.
Okay. Well, all right. See that? You can't tell them yes anymore. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag.
The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I guess you can sum it up in 2 words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Back at it. Really, seriously, I don't want to waste this guy's time. And a lot of good information here. Let's welcome back David Beagle. I always love when he's on the show with me. I really do appreciate his time that he spends with us. I don't have him on enough. It's not his fault. It's my fault because I'm slow on the dial. He's the CEO, Executive Manager of Executive Management Services. I'm not Inc. and all that stuff. but he's the author of Devil at Our Doorstep, about his fight with the SEIU, how he won. And it wasn't, you know, David, just for clarity for those tuning in for the very first time, it wasn't that you just necessarily didn't want the union in there. You wanted your people to decide whether the union was something that they wanted, correct?
Well, yeah, I wanted to have free choice, and the union, the SEIU, wanted us to sign a neutrality agreement that would take away the secret ballot election process and go to card check, where they get a bare majority to sign union cards, 50% plus one, and you're automatically union. And to facilitate that, we have to give a list of all our employees' addresses and home and contact information so they could go to their homes and intimidate and threaten them to sign the union cards. And, I was very upfront with them and said, look, I'm not anti-union. If you want to have an election, secret ballot, I'll live with it. And they said, no, you're the only major clean cut man to sign it. You're going to sign it. And I said, no, I'll never sign it. It's un-American. And they attacked us, and these politicians against us and clergy people against us, little kids in our neighborhood and Halloween, rallies in the streets of all the major cities across the Midwest, and, smeared me in the press, OSHA complaints, just on and on and on. And, 2.5 year battle, we beat them. And,
But you beat them in federal court.
We beat them in the district court here in the Midwest.
Sorry. Yeah.
And it was appealed to Washington 3 days later by, the federal government, not the SEIU. And we believe, the reason that happened is Andy Stern, the president of the SEIU at the time, called the White House because he was buddies with President Obama. And just as a side note, the SEIU and Andy Stern are the ones that got Obamacare put into place because they organized a lot of healthcare workers anyway. Okay.
Right.
But anyway, we think they called the president, and he had it appealed to Washington in front of the National Labor Relations Board. It took us 14 months, and we won in front of the National Labor Relations Board 3-0. And during that time, my first book, The Devil at My Doorstep, came out. And enough people around the country read it, all over the country. They sent me stories of being abused by the union bosses and their political allies.
Wow.
And one of the clergy people who attacked me read it, and we had lunch, ironically, at the same table at a place downtown Indianapolis where I told the SEIU I would never sign their agreement. And he says, Dave, I read your first book. He says, although I've always been pro-union, he says, I hope you will forgive me. He says, because everything you say in your book is true. I was wrong. The union is wrong. And I hope you'll forgive me. And he wrote me a letter of recommendation. So after I won in Washington after 14 months, I rewrote the first book into the second book, The Devil at Our Doorstep. And I put other people's stories in there, our final victories, and the clergyman's letters in there. So they can't even dispute what I'm saying.
Yeah, I was amazed to find out when you and I first started talking and working together that the clergy didn't really understand, and they were, you know, obviously somebody was pulling at their heartstrings. So it just, this is why I tell people, before you go out and vote, get informed. Don't just listen to the rhetoric. Don't just go, oh, those poor kids or those poor people. You need to pay attention to what's
going
on.
That's right. You need to investigate because they go in, like you say, pull the heartstrings and brainwash people and all that. And, you know, chapter 13 of my book, and, you know, I'm a Catholic, they got a bunch of the Catholic parishes here in the Midwest and Indiana on board to fight me. But one of them, one guy who I know very well, he knew what they were doing, and he got all the Catholic priests here in central Indiana and big part of Indiana together and woke them up what was going on, and they immediately backed off and supported me.
Wow. Yeah. See, again, just getting somebody you trust to get the information. Okay. So Boeing, one of their biggest plants was up in Washington State. They opened up a plant in South Carolina, and they brought 3,000 workers in there. And one of the big things around there at the time they were doing this was that there would be no union. That, yep. You know, that was a big part of it, bringing work to the area. Everybody was happy. Everybody's working. People putting food on the table. My God, there's a novel idea. And the union was pretty miffed. I remember all the negatives that went around when they couldn't get in there. But they've created, and I'll say they've created a crack in the dam, haven't they? They've got about 104 of the plant's machinists against 3,000 workers to sign up for the union. But how does that really benefit them? Seriously.
Well, here's what it is, and this goes back to the Obama era, changing things in the National Labor Relations Board and the Act and that. And one of the things they allowed unions to do was elections for micro units. And these micro units, and what they do is they identify a certain group of people within, you know, a company that say, well, yeah, maybe we can't organize all of them, but we can do this group of people. The reason they want to do this is because they want to get their foot in the door. Because once they get their foot in the door, then they go around, and it's like here in Boeing in South Carolina, is that, you know, they there was actually 170 people that voted on this, and 104 voted for it to get it in. But now that they've got this, the union bosses will be in there, and they'll be using these guys to intimidate the rest of the workers in the plant, and their goal will be to slowly just unionize all 3,000 of them.
Wow. Yeah, but the 3,000 can push back. I mean, look, I don't know as much about this as you do. My perception and what I've seen in the past, you know, you get a let's say the machinist union decide to strike because they don't like how much they're being paid or something that's going on. Usually you could have depended on the other union workers in your area there to support you. But they don't have other union workers. So if they strike for some reason, who's there to support them, really?
Well, like I say, this is going to be behind-the-scenes stuff. It won't be striking. It's going to be, you know, what the unions call death by a thousand cuts. And they'll follow these people home and knock on their door and push their way in and intimidate them. They'll intimidate them at work. And because, you know, that's what they did with our employees. They followed them home at night and knocked on their doors. When our employees open the door, they push their way in. And this is what they do. It's an all-intimidation program is what it is. And what they'll slowly try to do is they'll identify different, like these are machinists. They'll try to identify another, you know, might be warehouse people or whatever, and get them to vote. And slowly, just through micro elections, unionize the whole plant.
Yeah, and it's terrible. It's terrible, because if they're being treated so poorly, that's what they always say. You have a better life under the union. You have better wages under the union. But really, David, that's not true in most scenarios, is it?
No, it's not. And, you know, even out in California, you guys had minimum wage increase, but, you know, the SEIU and the unions that were behind that actually had things were putting into the law that allowed them to pay people less if they could negotiate more. And that tells you something right there. This isn't about the members and that and what they make. It's about the union, so they can unionize these people and put the money in their pocketbook.
Oh, I thought that was great. And it's happened even in a couple of other places. I watched it come up where unions and then what was the other thing? The political parties. They're opting out, or they're getting an opt-out in it here in California. I'm saying, well, so wait a minute. So this righteous thing, this righteous indignation you have about people not being able to pay their bills or you know, get their own apartment in downtown L.A. or San Francisco because they don't make, I don't know how they're going to do it at $15 an hour either, but you don't have to do that. You don't have to pay that. I love it. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And if people get into this and you know, I was naive about all this until the SEIU attacked us, and I learned so much about what was going on, and I was just dumbfounded because, you know, I'll be honest with you, back in the day, my grandfather was a truck driver. He was a union guy. My uncle, he was a I worked in a print shop. He was a union guy. And I never had this heard of these type of things until they attacked us, and then I woke up.
Oh, again, we'll talk about this more on the other side of the break, but we're going to talk about Bernie Sanders, but we're also going to talk about Gavin Newsom blaming, I'm sorry, they all look the same to me, Jerry Brown blaming Donald Trump for homelessness. And I joke you not, I got to tell you. We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. It never stops being crazy, doesn't it? I mean, seriously, you guys, you people have been listening for a while. You know, I do those stories out of San Francisco. You just can't make this stuff up. I couldn't drink enough to make up these stories. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list.
So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I tell you, 855-REAL-JOE, but forget it. Don't call. I want to finish up with my buddy, David Bego. We're back with our buddy David Bego. Well, he's my buddy. I don't know about yours, but he's my buddy David Bego, President and CEO of Executive Management Services. And he's also the author of The Devil at Our Doorstep. You got to pick up a copy of that book at thedevilatourdoorstep.com. You know, David's fight with the SEIU, well documented. And again, not because he hates the union, because there's some of you know, I don't hate the union. I hate what they've become in some areas, but I don't hate the union. Some businesses deserve to have a union breathing down their throat because of how they treat their employees. But not all businesses are like that. Not all people are like that. David wanted the people to have a choice, not the union to be shoved down their throats. David, again, thanks for joining me today.
Well, thanks for that, Joe. And, you know, I was protecting American freedoms, and I think that's what you have to do. And,
oh, yeah.
What's interesting, just off the subject for a minute, but I actually had a college professor of mine finally read it here back in December, and he's trying to get the university to do a memorial on my behalf for the book, because he says, Dave, I retired after a couple of years after you graduated, and I worked for a company in HR for a few years, and I had to put up with the union stuff. He says, everything you say in your book is true.
Oh, hey, I've had union members from the from my district approach me and say, you can't believe what they're doing to me. Can you fix this? They go, you know what? I can't do anything. You guys vote them in. You've got them because of California Ed Code. You need to vote in the right management team. That's how you fix it. You start there. You vote in the right management team. And if that doesn't work, then you go ahead and vote in different legislators. But it's definitely too much. Hey, the latest, how can I put this? The latest nut job statements by the left is that Trump is now to blame, apparently, for homelessness in San Francisco and California as a whole. Because, you know, we have the highest homeless number in the country. And so we are number one, which I think is great. I mean, it's good to be number one at something. So we are number one when it comes to homelessness. So instead of Jerry Brown taking responsibility for this, he's laid it on Trump. And guess why? It's because the economy's gotten better. And because the economy's got better, what's happened is landlords have raised their rates because people are making more money. People have more jobs. So they've raised their rates. Now people can't afford to be in those plushy apartments and houses that they had up there in Silicon Valley and places like that. So now they're homeless. And apparently this is all Trump's fault. And so what the legislature's thinking about doing, are you ready for this one? They think about imposing statewide rent control to help with the homeless situation that Trump is forcing down on us. I'm going to go gag. Explain this to me. How does this make sense?
It doesn't make sense at all. And, you know, it's just another way. And you used the right word in there at one point when you said rent control. Control is the right word. They want to control everything. And they bring up stuff like this on purpose so that they can pass legislation that gives them more control over our, you know, your state, our country, what, you know, whatever it may be. And that's what this is all about. It has nothing to do with that. The truth of the matter is that one of the things that California really has a homeless problem with is because of the immigration situation out there and the sanctuary cities and that. And I'm not against immigration. I think we need to do something that's fair at the end of the day for all these people we've let in illegally. But in the future, we need to bring people in legally and make sure they go through the process and they meet our standards. And that way they can come in and they can move up and get a job and move up in our society.
Yep. Well, look at Even with the minimum wage, you know, you and I have talked about this years gone by, but I didn't go to work at Burger King when I was 17 to be able to raise my family on that money. I went to work there. I learned how to work in a group. I learned how to work under somebody. You know what I mean? I learned how to take direction.
Yep.
That's what you go to those jobs for, to learn how to work in the bigger jobs. And you know, there was no expectation at the time that I was making $3.15 an hour that I was going to be able to support myself. I actually had to work two jobs to get my apartment. Oh, my God. But that's what we got to now. We've got a large group. I don't know how many millennials you have working for you. I would imagine you probably have a more mature group working for you. But it's just amazing that millennials, when they come out of school, they want to hit these jobs and think they have so much to offer in such a short life period of time. You know,
well, I'm glad you brought that up. My son, you know, we have a manufacturing company that my son runs, and he was in talking to me yesterday, and he was upset because he had a young guy come in, I don't know, 22 years old, I think, and we were hiring him as an apprentice to teach him. He'll do, I don't want to say grunt work, but just, you know, non-technical work until you get him trained and stuff like that. So, you know, they're going to come in at a lower wage than that. And He says, "No, I don't want to work like that, not that many hours." He says, I work 4 hours over at Wendy's. That's enough. You know why? Because he still lived at home, and he didn't have to pay for a house or anything like that. And, you know, he's just making enough money so he can go out and, you know, goof around and do things and that. And my son happened to meet his dad and told him about it, and his dad got upset and went to him and says, you know, and told my son, he says, you know, I've made a mistake. I should have had my son going in the direction that he's going to find a job, he's going to work hard, he's going to persevere, and he's going to move up as he ages and that. And he went and told his son, I have done you wrong. You're not going to stay here and live off me all the time. You need to go out and get a job, and you need to do it now, and you need to work hard and persevere and move up. And the guy went, the kid has been back over and talked to my son, and I believe he's coming to work for us.
good for him, seriously. I realize that these parents, some of them were simply trying to help out their kids, but man, if you don't force them to hit a wall, if you don't force them to work through those things on their own, they really never learn how to do it. You're not helping them. You're hurting them.
Well, that's exactly right. And my mom and dad, I'll tell you what, they were always on me. I can tell you, when I was 8 years old, I was out mowing not just my yard, but the neighbor's lots. Because my dad says, you need to go over there and tell him, you know, you're mowing lawns and, you know, how much you're going to charge him for it. And I mowed 2 or 3 yards up and down our street at 8 years old.
Oh, yeah. You know what? When here we go. The reminiscing stories. But I remember my dad doing the same thing. My mom saying, hey, here's a way you can make some money. And truly had the little red wagon that I was taking, and, you know, you'd mow somebody's lawn. I thought people had their own lawnmowers, but you'd mow somebody's lawn, and you put it in a bag, and you just put the bag on the cart. You know, I'll take the bag out of here kind of thing. So that's how I made a few bucks here and there. And you do what you got to do to make money. And a lot of the kids say they don't need to make the money because mom and dad are popping money on them until they decide what they want to do. Well, they're going to be 52 years old, sleeping on your couch in the spare room, and trying to figure out what they want to do if you don't help poke and prod and push them a little bit. It's just amazing.
That's right. You got to incentivize them to get out and work and move up and learn how to be successful.
So, talking about the lunatic, our buddy Bernie Sanders is back in the news. He has decided that if we just take the $400 million away from the CEO of Disney, that you could pay all the Disneyland employees more money, more wages, and that would help them. But he doesn't understand math, and he doesn't understand, you know, the $400 million is not $400 million a year. It's over a period of 4 years. And in reading the numbers and the number breakdown, you're talking about a $500 bonus per employee for, what, 4 years,
a year.
I think it was. Was it a year or maybe I missed
that?
Yeah,
but even over a year, you're talking about very little money increase. And by the way, I don't know if you know, this is this bill that's it's called the BizPak Review out there. Or no, according to the BizPak Review, the unions, there's a coalition of local unions that are behind this thing. And does that surprise you at all?
Not in the least. Not in the least, no. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but you know, it just it's crazy. And back to Bernie, if you look at it, and this article says it right. If socialists seized all this pay, it would cover a measly $500 bonus per year for each Disney employee for four years, and so $500, $2,000 for over 4 years. So this works out to a raise of 25 cents an hour.
Yeah. They, you know, it always sounds good when they're saying it or they think it does in their mind, but I don't think they ever really sit down and do the math to figure out how it plays out. And then who's at the helm? If you take all his money away from him, who's at the helm to run the ship? You know, they have jobs because somebody's running the place, you know?
That's right. And how many jobs will be lost? How many people will lose jobs? Or they have to cut back, or they have to go to robots or some type of thing where they don't have as many people in that. This is what, you know, people like Bernie Sanders and the union.
Yeah, this is what Bernie Sanders and them are trying to do. You know what? They need to go back to school for basic math skills. Seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. Tim Donnelly will join me in the next hour. California, well, I guess he's running for Congress in California. And he had a heck of a battle that he just went through. We're going to talk about that when we come back.